Hi guys, welcome back to the Find Through Depression podcast with me, your host, Paul Gallagher. Today we're going to talk about something that I've been applying in my own life for the past couple of weeks, and I will hope that it will bring value to you. Today we're going to talk about the importance of being your own best friend. But before we get into that, let's ask what qualities we could have to designate to your best friend. When you're going through a difficult time, how do they help you? Do they text you to see if you're okay? Take you out to lunch? Maybe they tell you everything's going to be okay. How honest do they have to be with you? This is a concept that I've been introduced to by a YouTube channel called Charisma on Command, which I cannot recommend enough. Check them up. Best friend, brilliant. Absolutely brilliant. And it's because of this video that it has allowed me to see my life from a different perspective. Now, whenever I go through a difficult time, I ask myself, how can I be my own best friend? And once I ask myself that very question, I then talk to myself in a different voice and look at my situation from a new perspective. A perspective of being a best friend allows me to be more objective about my struggle and what's going on currently in my life, and stops me from feeding my negative, self-destructing emotions. And from there, I can tell myself that I've overcome difficulty before and that the current adversity that I'm facing at that moment will not last forever. Now, if I'd done that from my own perspective, I'd be emotionally involved too much and I wouldn't be fit to think of it logically. And I wouldn't know how to overcome it. And that would make me feed into my negative thoughts and emotions a lot more. So from there, from a new perspective of best friends, I tell myself what I've said earlier, that I've went through difficulty before and that the current adversity will not last forever. Hearing these words can be incredibly uplifting for a friend, so why not tell yourself this every single day? Once I allow myself to vent and get all the shit that I've been going through out, I turn from problems and then I turn the conversation into a solution-based one, whereby I acknowledge that there is a problem going on within my life and then I try to figure out how to overcome it. One example I used to for myself was when I had pressure building up from assignments in college and I was so overwhelmed. I told myself, from a best friend perspective, yeah, it's understandable that you feel so tense and stressed, but maybe instead of focusing on doing a 2,000 word essay in 2 weeks, why not focus on doing 150, maybe 200 words a day? And by doing this, I saw my situation from a new outlook. And it took a lot of pressure off me, and I got the assignments done with a lot less stress. So why not do that for you? Be your own best friend. And on to my next one. This one kind of contradicts the last one, but bear with me. Tough love is essential. Now, how often have we had times as a best friend where they're all fun and games, but you know, you get a little bit naggy, a little bit niggly, and they tell you, stop it. There will be times where we all want to complain. It's normal. Maybe you're struggling to deal with pressures from work. Your friend or flatmate is pissing you off because maybe they haven't cleaned the dishes, or they're not doing this, or haven't given rent in time. Again, go back to do the best friend perspective. Give tough love to yourself. Tell yourself that you have so much to be grateful for, and that wasting your time complaining is not going to do anything about it. Which brings back to the last point, focus on solutions and what you can control. And finally, probably one of the most important ones of being your best friend and the mentality of that is keep yourself, when you do well, keep yourself grounded, but give yourself a pat on the back. It's good when you do something good. It's so brilliant to just give yourself a little pat on the back and say, wow, I done something, I achieved it, I put in the hard work, keep going. But you don't want to get cocky either. It's about balance. So just go out, treat yourself to another meal. Get yourself a pint. Maybe it's that nice dress that you've always wanted. Treat yourself, but don't allow yourself to be cocky. And you might be wondering, why would you want to just be your own best friend? Surely you could just go to your best friend. And yeah, I agree. I always encourage you interacting with people, making new friends, treating your friends with respect. But when you can become your own best friend, you will never be lonely. You will not have to rely on other people as much. Granted, times you will need a best friend to help you out through the tough times, but if you be your own best friend and look after yourself every day, life will be so much easier and so much rewarding. I'm going to wrap it up there, guys, but also I forgot to mention, 2 weeks ago I featured on the First Focus podcast with Matt Bollea. Awesome guy, really good interview. We covered quite a lot in the interview. It's about 45, 50 minutes long. I'll try to upload the full one on this channel. But please do check out First Focus. He does a lot of great interviews. He puts in a lot of hard work. And we talk about things like the differences between our two countries, like America and Ireland. We also discuss overcoming social awkwardness, where he gives his view and I give my view. And also we created a new religion based on Barney, so you definitely please do check it out. Check out his podcast, give him a thumbs up, leave a very nice comment if you can, tell you why you like the podcast. And also I'm going to wrap it up with my sponsors. This podcast was sponsored by MyProtein, Europe's leading online supplement website. They do free deliveries on everything under €30. They do so many high quality supplements as verified by LabDoer, who test the purity. They always get in the top 10, top 30 pure supplements. I personally love using the mint chocolate whey protein. It's just a very effective and easy way for get my protein intake in. It means that I don't get hungry as much. And if you would like 30% your next order, use the discount code PAULRR00. That's PAULRR00. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, guys. I'll hopefully have another one up on Monday or Tuesday. I'll be in Germany, so bear with me. I'll try to get that done as effectively as possible. Enjoy your day and remember to be defiant through depression. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.